CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Looking for free and credible resources to help you navigate the online world safely and responsibly? Mediasmarts.ca has all kinds of quick and easy-to-use tools waiting for you. From learning how to protect your privacy to verifying and fact-checking information and navigating AI, Mediasmarts offers games, quizzes, articles, and guides for all ages. Learn how to spot fake news with the help of the House Hippo. Think critically about the media we love and find ways to be informed and active online. Visit Mediasmarts.ca today and learn the skills you need to thrive in the digital world.
Hi, I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there we go. They're not wrong, those Lemon Twigs. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Your station that rocks the nation. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and yeah, it's Indie Morning Wake Up. It's Wednesday, middle of the week, coming at you live from the lower level of Carruthers Hall, Queen's University campus. If any of you fine listeners out there have a little app on your phones called Instagram, not only can you follow me and many other excellent CFRC DJs, but I would recommend checking out the Queen's Bookstore Instagram account. Simply because they had what I think are the single best photographs ever taken of the Golden Child. That's right. The Queen's University Golden Squirrel lives on. And Queen's Bookstore, their Instagram yesterday, they had some amazing pictures. I've tried to snap pictures of that little beast, the Golden Child, when I'm on campus. And it's hard. They're wily, right? They skit and they skitter. And they're all over the joint. But yeah, check out Queen's Bookstore Instagram, because it's amazing. If you see the Golden Child in person, then the legend, the urban myth, is that good luck is bestowed upon you, particularly in your academic endeavors. So keep your peepers peeled, because the Golden Squirrel will never die. My name is Jeff the Nerd. We just heard from Thin Lizzy with Jailbreak. Haven't played Thin Lizzy in a while. Thought I'd get our classic rock juices flowing. Also in that last set, Michael Jackson with his massive hit, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. That is from the Off the Wall album, famously produced by the legend himself, Quincy Jones. We are doing our Quincy Jones tribute today. The man with the plan passed away this past week at the ripe age of 91. We're listening to a little jazzy ditty by him called Walking in Space. That came out in 1969. Old school. The best, though. Again, I'm on Instagram. I'm cruising around, checking out what's happening on Earth. And all these Quincy Jones interview snippets and clips are sort of coming my way. One that I had never seen before and didn't realize was that last Michael Jackson track from Off the Wall, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Apparently, Michael Jackson did not want the strings in the song. You know that famous... That riff, that most famous riff in the song. So there's this great interview with Quincy Jones where he talks about how Michael Jackson did not want the strings in that song. And Quincy Jones was like, no, of course they're going in there. It's amazing. And he was right. That's why he was one of the greatest music producers to have ever lived. So if you've got nothing better to do today, then go down the Quincy Jones rabbit hole like I did, because you won't be disappointed. It's all good stuff. Before Michael Jackson in that last set, we opened it up with Chapel Roan live on Saturday Night Live this past week with Pink Pony Club. I'm now a Chapel Roan fan. I've never listened to her stuff before, but my goodness, very good stuff. If you watched Saturday Night Live this past week, John Mulaney hosted. It was his sixth time. Absolutely stellar. He's got this absurdist humor, sense of humor rather, that... He's kind of lacking in modern SNL. You know, you saw a lot of that kind of weird stuff in the 90s, you know, Caveman Lawyer, Tootsis the Driving Cat, that kind of thing. So it was good to see John Mulaney back with his awesome sense of humor, particularly the short film they made about Beppo the Monkey, a monkey puppet in space trying to orbit the Earth in the 1960s. Solid gold, people, solid gold. not kidding you. I would never steer you wrong. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and this time of morning, we like to do our community events roundup. We are broadcasting live from Kingston, Ontario, Canada, and it is Wednesday, which means the weekend is coming up, and we want to get out there and see what's happening. So I've got a few events in and around the Limestone City that I think might tickle your fancy. First and foremost, starting today at the Miller Museum of Geology right here on Queen's University campus at Union and Division, 36 Union Street, the Mineral Gemstone and Fossil Sale begins. They do this every year. It's a great lead up to the holidays. It runs today, tomorrow, and the 8th from 9 a.m. until 5, and they'll be selling minerals, crystals, cut gemstones, fossils. Very cool ideas for gifts, for stocking stuffers. If you've got, like me, a lot of nerds in your family that you got to buy for. Not even nerds. It's just really cool stuff. So get on down to the Miller Museum of Geology on Queen's campus. Ask for Linda. She's very nice. It's very exciting, though. The geology sale is always very excellent. I'll probably check it out this week and see what cool. I want to get a trilobite fossil. That's what I want. I want to get a trilobite. And I want to wear it as a necklace. That'd be pretty sweet. Also coming up in Kingston, Ontario, this Friday, over on Wolf Island, scenic Wolf Island, our friend DJ LK is putting on the show called An Evening with the Admin, aka Canada.gov.ca. Canada.gov.ca is actually on Instagram is a comedian who goes by Canada.gov.ca. His profile is absolutely hilarious, and he does this tour where he goes around from city to city, from town to town, and he does an insane amount of research about the community at which he's going to do his show. And basically, it's from what I've been told, it's like a stand-up routine about all the weird and wild and wonderful tales that our community has to offer. The poster that I'm looking at right now is absolutely hilarious because it's got, you know, the mayor, the prison, the Frontenacs, Dolan Smoking, which I think is hyper specific. So that might be kind of cool. So Friday, November 8th, from 7 o'clock until 11 p.m. over at Hotel Wolf Island, An Evening with the Admin. It says it's dubbed a tipsy TED Talk by some, and it's also been quoted as saying, calling it the best hour and a half of my life. Ah, very cool. So yeah, doors open at 7. Tickets are available at ticketscene.ca. They are limited, so you're going to want to grab them in advance. But it says a few more might be available on the day of. So, you know, check it out. And if you're on the Instagram, go check out canada.gov.ca. I think he's listed himself as a convenience store. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Not too shabby. Also going on in and around town, Saturday, November 9th, over at the Broom Factory, John Muirhead is going to be playing from 7 o'clock on. He will also be joined by Julia Finnegan, amazing, and Taylor Adams. So that's Saturday, November 9th at the Broom Factory, 7 p.m. The show is from 7:30 until 10. It's all ages. Tickets are $20. Not too shabby to see three amazing acts all in a row on a Saturday night. Go down to the Broom Factory. I always maintain, though, I always say they should call it the Boom Factory. But hey, that's just me. Also, one last event before we get back to the tunes. Saturday, November 9th as well, from noon until 4, the Mess Studio Art Show and Sale is happening. Again, another cool event leading up to the holidays. I don't know about you, but so I don't break the bank. I always just buy little gifts throughout the months of November and December. You know, so I spread out my shopping. So I start thinking about it early. That way I've got enough. That way I've got enough booze money for the holidays for me. So if you want another cool way to find some cool local gifts, check out the Mess Studio, downtown Kingston. That's at 130 Clergy Street. It says the Mess Studio is excited to welcome all of our artists, followers, supporters, friends, and family to the 15th anniversary show and sale. It says this is a special year for us, as it marks the exact date the Mess Studio began 15 years ago. So in honor of the occasion, this year's show will include a collection of 8x8 art pieces donated by local Kingston and area artists, and they're all going to be on sale. They're also offering a new vendor's market upstairs from 1 until 4 and a savory soup lunch. So purchase a bowl of soup, support the studio, check out what cool local art pieces they've got, and get that holiday shopping started. Even if it's not holiday shopping, I am a grimy young man, some of you can guess. And so I'm a big advocate of getting the posters off of the wall in my apartment and replacing them with actual physical art. Nothing says classy single gentleman like art. Get rid of that Bob Marley poster that's made up of 10,000 little pictures of Bob Marley and get a painting. Painting and books make people think you're cultured. It's good stuff. Yeah, it's CFRC, the place to be. Check us out online, cfrc.ca. More about the funding drive on the next break. And we're also going to be talking about movie and media news. What's going on in the nerd landscape? That's next on Indie Wake Up Wednesday. Until then, though, we will get back to the tunes. Here's a brand new track out of Canada. This is by a fella named David Jane. And this is called Garden Out Back. My name's Jeff the Nerd. Let's have ourselves a great Wednesday.
Rushing down my face, blood stains upon an idle stage. We left here with a quiet gaze. No power after all these days. There's a ghost hiding in the garden out back, digging up another heart attack. Lost love in a sea of black. I don't know if we'll ever get back. It's a long way to the end of the line. I've been running for a long, long time. I need someone that can still remind me. Come and find me. Promises are dying dreams. Soap operas on a silver screen. Touch is wasted on a call, it seems. As we fall apart in silent screams. There's a ghost hiding in the garden out back, beating up another heart attack. Love in a sea of black. I don't know if we'll ever get back. It's a long way to the end of the line. I've been running for a long, long time. I need someone that can still remind me. Come and find me. Stacked. I love you once and I want that back. It's a long way to the end of the line. I've been running for a long, long time. I need someone that can still remind me. Come and find me. Rose hiding in the garden out back. Give me something, digging up another heart attack. Come find me, come find me. Long way to the end of the line.
Brody! This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Around. That'll end your precious little field trip pretty damn quick, huh?
stir a little Motorhead into your coffee this morning. No better way to wake up than with a little head banging right here on CFRC. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and we just heard Motorhead with their cover of Louie Louie. Classic song to play on a college campus, I think, right? Brings forward notes of Animal House and double secret probation, that sort of thing. My name's Jeff the Nerd, otherwise known as Jeffrey the Movie Nerd, coming at you live every Wednesday here on CFRC. It's Indie Morning Wake Up every weekday from 8 till 10. That's right. Different host every day of the week. And it's always, always great stuff. I listen every morning as much as I can. I got to gobble it up. I got to num, 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 num. I got to get those tunes. We got Marika on Monday. We got Dean on Tuesday. We got me on Wednesday. We got Cindy and the gang on Thursday. And we got Jesse on Friday. Always good stuff. So tune on in. CFRC, the place to be. I love it so much. Before Motorhead, we heard a new one from Norah Jones with Running. Also in that last set, O.V. Wright with Ace of Spades. We heard a new one from David Jane with Going Out, or Garden Out Back. And yeah, just nothing but the best right here on CFRC. This time of morning, as I said before, I go by Jeffrey the Movie Nerd. Many of my old former 98.9 The Drive fans will remember that. And so I'm still steeped in nerddom. No, I am not married. I watch too many movies. So this time of morning, we like to do a segment called Screen Time, where we talk about what's going on in the world of movies, TV shows, video games, all that stuff that I'm going to be doing when the snow starts flying out there in sunny Canada. What am I going to be doing over the wintertime? I'm going to be getting caught up on all the stuff that I need to be watching. So let's get to it. Let's have some headlines, some celebrity birthdays. We'll see what's going on. First and foremost, the name that's on the tip of everyone's tongue all the time. I know you guys are thinking of him every waking hour of every day. Billy Zane is back in the news. He's got a new movie coming out, a bio movie about the late Marlon Brando. The first trailer for the indie film Waltzing with Brando just dropped yesterday. I haven't seen it yet, but I've been following this a little bit as more pictures and images of Billy Zane as Marlon Brando sort of have been popping up online. And I gotta say, I got two words: spitting image. It's crazy what makeup effects can do. And I think Billy Zane is very underrated. You know, he was super handsome dude. He's got those blue piercing eyes. And I don't know if he got like typecast or just had bad luck with picking roles. You know, fun stuff like The Phantom, but didn't really go anywhere. And yeah, we all remember him from Titanic, is one of his few roles where he's not bald. And of course, Zoolander. But it's just nice to see a talented actor like Billy Zane finally getting some attention as a leading man. It might be kind of like a Brendan Fraser situation, you know, with the whale. But anywho, Billy Zane plays Marlon Brando in this period movie set in the early 70s when Brando was preparing to star in The Godfather and Last Tango in Paris. The project is based on a memoir by Brando's architect, Bernard Judge. Judge was an idealistic Los Angeles architect who Brando convinced to build the world's first ecologically perfect retreat on the tiny, uninhabitable French Polynesian island of Totoria, I think it's called. So yeah, that's where the bulk of the film was shot. And so it's about the life of Brando during that time of his career. And the movie co-stars Tia Carrera, John Heder, and Richard Dreyfuss. So we'll see. It's an all-star cast, I guess. Anywho, I'll watch the trailer later on today. That's where the final judgments come. But the pictures look good. Anywho. So yeah, Billy Zane, right on. We'll do some celebrity birthdays, because they are our social betters and they deserve to be worshipped by us peasants. Happy 36th birthday to Emma Stone, star of Superbad and Easy A. And what was that show she did with Nathan Fielder? What is that called? The Curse. Emma Stone, very prolific actor, very talented. Got her start doing, like I said, silly comedies in the mid-2000s, and has gone on to have a career of all careers. Don't just pigeonhole her with Cruella de Vil. She's done some good stuff. You know, what's that movie? You know that movie. Anywho, happy 36th to Emma Stone. Also in the news, Amazon, our favorite company on earth, is set to add AI episode recaps to their streaming service. Here's what it is. Amazon is set to use generative AI to create recaps for TV shows on its Prime Video service, starting with its own original series. Titled X-Ray Recaps, the system creates text of brief, easy-to-digest summaries of full seasons of TV shows, single episodes, or specific segments of episodes. In the latter case, specific segments of episodes, these descriptions can get down to the exact minute of where you are watching. This way, the company says, it can avoid revealing spoilers. Adam Gray, VP of Product at Prime Video, said in this statement, quote, "We are directly addressing a common problem consumers face when streaming content, forgetting where they left off." So rather than just remember, end quote, remember, so rather than just remembering where you left off when you're marathoning Lord of the Rings or whatever garbage they've got on Amazon Prime, they're gonna pay a bunch of money to have a generative AI program remember it for you. I don't know. We'll see. Amazon's got money to burn, so we'll see how that goes. Back to the birthdays. Happy 54th birthday to another amazing actor with an amazing career, Ethan Hawke. Awesome. Happy 54th birthday to Ethan Hawke. I've got nothing to say about him. You know him. You love him. He's in everything. And he still does a lot of, he still picks very cool roles. You know, with these heartthrob, handsome leading men, you figure it'd be real easy to just kind of do the same thing over and over again. But like Matthew McConaughey, you got to have your variety. You got to pick some cool stuff. You can't get pigeonholed. Happened to Hugh Grant and how he's doing cool stuff. And Ethan Hawke never got pigeonholed. He's always been doing cool stuff. So happy 54th to father of Maya Hawke, Ethan Hawke. Also in the news, a lot of development news going on in movies right now. You know, a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline. It's been announced that a new Pirates of the Caribbean film is going to start shooting in late 2025. Earlier this year, producer Jerry Bruckheimer confirmed that two different Pirates movies are in the works. From all indications, one was going to be a straight-up reboot with a whole new cast, and the other was going to be a gender-swapped, female-centric film starring Margot Robbie. Yeah, so we'll see. Anyways, the first of the two, likely the reboot one, is penned by Chernobyl and The Last of Us creator Craig Mazin. Check out his podcast about screenwriting. It's the best thing you'll ever hear. But it's co-written by Craig Mazin and then original Pirates scribe Ted Elliott. So we'll see. It doesn't seem like Johnny Depp is going to be in it. No one's confirmed that yet, but it doesn't seem like he's going to be in it. So I don't know. If they start shooting in 2025, we can expect it in theaters in what, 26, 27? That means it's going to be released 10 years after the last one, which I don't know if you guys remember. There are actually 5 Pirates movies, not just the original 3. Those last two were, you know, kind of stinkers. So we'll see how this next one goes. Maybe they should just start using generative AI to write some new movies. I don't know. That's just me. Back to the birthdays. Happy 52nd birthday to Mystique herself, Rebecca Romijn. Also turning 52 today, Tandy Newton of Star Wars fame and Trouble with Charlie. And 78 years old today, star of the greatest movie ever made. Yeah, you know it. Smokey and the Bandit. Sally Field turned 78 today. Happy birthday, Sally Field. We forgive you for that Spider-Man movie you were in. Also in the headlines, Mila Jovovich is going to return to the zombie movie franchise. Yes, I know Halloween is over, but there's still zombie stuff to talk about. Mila Jovovich is set to star in director Brad Anderson, who did The Machinist back in the day with Christian Bale, set to star in the film Twilight of the Dead. It is said to be the 7th and final installment of the George A. Romero zombie saga, you know, of the dead saga, starting with 1967, 68, Night of the Living Dead. Anywho, based on a treatment that Romero had written before he died in 2017, 3 other screenwriters are picking it up and are writing the script. Set on a tropical island, the film delves into the dark nature of humanity from the perspective of the last humans on Earth, who are caught between factions of the undead. How do zombies form factions? I guess we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, Mila Jovovich set to star. They're going to be shooting that pretty soon. Said it's going to be comparable to I Am Legend or The Road. So yeah, nice and disappointing. However, the one shining spot in this is that special effects makeup legend Greg Nicotero is going to be the lead makeup artist on this one. Greg Nicotero, just Google him. Just do a Google image search. You'll realize he's the right guy for the job. Two more stories before we get back to the tunes. First and foremost, Eddie Murphy will reteam with Dreamgirls director Bill Condon for an untitled bio movie about the musician George Clinton. based on George Clinton's memoir titled Brothers Be, Yo Like George, Ain't That Funkin' Kinda Hard on You. That's the title of the memoir. It'll follow the influential pioneer of funk and his tumultuous journey to founding the musical collective Parliament Funkadelic. Kingston's own Garrett Barr, bass player extraordinaire, got to open for Parliament Funkadelic at the Ottawa Blues Festival this past summer. He said George Clinton is like the coolest guy he's ever met. So having Eddie Murphy play him in a bio movie, that's a good move. I think that's a good move. Movie nerd approves. Thumbs up. And then last but not least, the Wayans brothers. I took a lot of flack for not mentioning this during my Halloween special. I wasn't aware that the Wayans brothers are re-teaming for a new scary movie with Miramax and Paramount. That's right. Marlon Wayans, Keenan Ivory Wayans, and Sean Wayans, who started the scary movie franchise 20 years ago, are re-teaming, and they're going to make another one. I'm very excited. I did rewatch the first one. I hadn't seen it since I was like 14 in theaters back in the day. And yeah, it's lowbrow, but it's funny. And we're lacking good, just funny, mindless comedy movies these days in the landscape. So I'm very excited that these legendary brothers are coming back to do another scary movie. I love it so much. My name's Jeff the Nerd. This is CFRC, the place to be. And we're going to get back to the tunes. I love it so much. 9:30 in the morning. So this one coming up next is from Prism Shores. New stuff called Holding Pattern. So let's crank it up to 11. Let's do it. Yeah. Yeah!
CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Miles. And the doors don't work, but the windows do. gets me where I'm going to. And it runs on luck and I never fill up. Got a tank that runs for days. And it knows my favorite song, all my stubborn ways. When it all goes south, it pulls to the right, still compass through and through. This silver bullet gets me where I'm going. And whistles in an ashtray too. And if I had money I'd paint her blue. She gets me where I'm going to. And it runs on luck and I never fill up. Got a tank that runs for days. And knows my favorite song, all my stolen days. When it all goes south it pulls to the right. So the compass through and through. This silver bullet gets me where I'm going to. Like a mountain goat. And it takes a licking, but it's nothing new. And it gets me where I'm going to. And it gets me where I'm going to. And it runs on luck and I never fill up. Got a tank that runs for days. And it knows my favorite song, all my stubborn ways. When it all south, it pulls to the right, still compass through and through. This silver bullet gets me where I'm going to.
Am I so out of touch? No, it's the children who are wrong.
I'm gonna be your man. I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
That's the alarm music for excellent tunes. My name's Jeff the Nerd, and this is CFRC, the place to be. Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesdays. Nothing but the best right here. This is Quincy Jones with the theme from Ironside. We've been peppering the show with Quincy Jones tracks. There we go. All day today. Pay tribute to the late, great Quincy Jones. Passed away at the ripe old age of 91 this past week. One of the world's greatest music producers and composers. You'll know his stuff to hear. If you do what I did and you go down that Quincy Jones rabbit hole, it's just a nonstop museum of, oh, he did that. Oh, he did that. Oh, my God, he did that, too. It's crazy. Not too shabby. That last set, we had a brand new track from Canada's own Thick Glasses with Mon Acclamé. Yeah, I think I got that right. Also in that last set, a classic from The Outsiders with Keep On Running. Before The Outsiders, we had a brand new one from The Matinee with Silver Bullet. And we opened it up with Prism Shores and Holding Pattern, another new one. Now that October's over, Halloween music is on the back burner until next year. So we're back to normal playlists, nothing but the best around the world and through time. Right here on CFRC. It's 10 to 10. After me, it's Biggest River Delta with Mafuge. So please keep it locked and ready to rock. That show is always excellent. And then just stay with CFRC all day long. It's your number one go-to for excellent tunes and awesome DJs. If you want to get involved, check out CFRC.ca. There's a listenership survey up on the website right now. Take the survey online, and you're entered to win a $50 gift card to Smoke's Poutinerie. That's a lot of poutine for just doing a little survey. So yeah, do that. Do it! Also, the funding drive is going on. The annual CFRC funding drive is happening right now until December 31st, so please donate today at CFRC.ca and support your community campus radio. I'm going to sign off. There's 10 minutes left to go. Not going to get out of here until next week. But like I said, it's the Quincy Jones tribute week. So we're going to play ourselves out with a goodie from him called Stuff Like That. Afterwards, we're going to hear a brand new track from Cold Specs with Wandering in the Wild. And I think that'll take us right until 10 o'clock. So without further ado, hope you all have a pleasant day, pleasant week. Don't look at the news. Just stay off the news today. Anywho, I'll catch y'all next week. We'll see you then. Bye!
Walk in. this the untimely end of Milhouse?
But Milhouse is my name.
But I thought I was the only one.
A pain I know all too well.
So this is what it feels like when doves cry.
If we survive, can we smile and be not so anymore? If they decide we're free to run and scream, will we jump for joy? Watch the old ship sailing by. Behind the sun, I keep an eye, holding out for something new. Guess I was banking on you. If we survive, can we smile and be not so anymore? If they decide we're free to run and scream, we jump for joy. And I hate that this is gonna take such a long, long time. And if there's no one to blame, will we go back to the way we came? The roof was leaking on the floor. Cost my sleep to lie once more. What does it mean to be at peace? Tell me, tell me, tell me, please. And if we survive, can we smile and be not so anymore? If they decide we're free to run and scream, will we jump for joy? And I hate that this is gonna take such a long, long time. And if there's no